This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A man who was live streaming at the mass shooting at the Table Mesa King Supers last year has been found not guilty of police obstruction. CPR's Lucretia Wembley reports that Dean Schiller was broadcasting the police response on his YouTube page.
Police say Schiller ignored 60 commands to move away from the store for almost 2 hours. Prosecutors on Thursday argued that he got in the way of police efforts to save lives. His lawyers say he was trying to inform the public of what was happening by recording. Schiller is an independent journalist and says he's also grieving the loss of a friend who was among 10 people killed in the shooting. In July, a Denver U.S. appeals court ruled that people are protected by the First Amendment to record police while they work. A judge in Arizona recently made a similar ruling. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
GOP Senate candidate Joe O'Day is at the U.S.-Mexico border. He says he's taking the 2-day trip because he thinks more should be done to secure the border.
We need to shine a light on what's going on down at this border. We got record fentanyl coming up here.
When O'Day was made aware that most drugs are seized at legal points of entry, he argued that U.S. Customs and Border Protection is overwhelmed and understaffed. CBP reports that nearly 15,000 pounds of fentanyl have been stopped at the border so far this year, among other drugs. O'Day criticized his opponent, Democrat incumbent Michael Bennett. Bennett has visited the southern border in an effort to push immigration reform. This is CPR News in KRCC. And around Denver, still chances for rain and snow this afternoon, then pretty clear skies overnight, but there is an overnight freeze watch with lows in the mid to upper 20s. It's 2:06.